found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, here it is, a TGIF edition of Tidbits of Friday. 16th day of February, Matt.
Why, yes, it is.
So we're past the midway point of the month.
How about that? Already.
Yeah.
Already. It took us 45 days to do that in January.
It's always the worst.
It just is, man. It is the worst month.
Come out of the holiday, you get a week or two into January, and it seems like you never were off on vacation, time off.
Oh, yeah.
The holiday.
Yeah.
So here we are, working our way toward the end of the month. So welcome, everybody. Matthew, there is hope for us that we could do something, to keep our names in the record books.
Okay.
Here's a Danish man.
So something more than just a bench with our name on it?
Yeah. The record books.
Okay. So the actual... So our permanent records.
Yes.
Okay.
That would probably be eliminated at some point in this case. But this guy is Danish. He earned a Guinness World Record when he managed to stuff 68 matchsticks into his nostrils. You'd go down in history.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here's his name. Peter von Tangen Buskopf.
Peter von Tangen.
Was awarded the title for the most matches held in the nose when he surpassed Guinness World Records goal of 45 matchsticks.
So someone woke up one day and said, you know what? I know how I'm going to get in the book. I know this. I figured it out. You know, as a kid, I always shoved things up my nose. Watch this.
Now, the goal was 45. He hit 68.
Oh, he went above and beyond.
He said...
He wanted to keep it, is what he wanted. He wanted to make sure no one came close.
Surprisingly, it didn't really hurt. I have fairly large nostrils and quite stretchy skin. I'm sure that helped a lot.
Okay.
Because I'm just envisioning dozens of people there cheering.
You know what happened to me? I would get to like 65 and sneeze.
Oh,
that
no,
would be my
yeah,
thing.
You'd ruin it.
That would be my thing.
I suppose maybe you have to keep them there for X amount of time.
I'm sure you do.
To qualify.
I'm sure you do.
He said he chose the matchstick challenge after researching different world records that he could attempt. See, he wants to be in the record book.
He does. He wants that plaque.
He
Good
said he doesn't think he can currently beat his own record. But he hasn't ruled out trying again in the future. Now, if you got the record, why worry about it? It's yours.
True.
You only have to go for it again if someone beats you.
Right. My Uncle Carl probably could have won that easily.
Uncle Carl.
He had a man. He and my Uncle Junior. Junior had a man. Their schnozzles were just unreal.
So they had large nostrils,
oh,
too?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure for Uncle Carl, I'm pretty sure 68 would have been a good start.
See, if he'd only known.
If he'd only known. Uncle Carl would have been in the books.
He could have already had that out of reach for this guy. Now, you've got to go with those small matchsticks, all right, the ones in the small box.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing the large ones in the large box. And I wouldn't think matchsticks are readily available anymore. How lucrative is it in the business? And I actually talked to someone about this once.
Okay.
Because we were talking about lumber and something.
Sure.
And I said, how profitable are matchsticks, making matchsticks? Because, there's so little.
Yeah.
Toothpicks, that's what it was. It wasn't matchsticks. It was toothpicks. And it's like, they only cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how much profit is really in making toothpicks?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Because they haven't gone up that excessively much since the beginning of toothpicks. But I'm sure they used to be, I don't know what they are now. I don't shop for toothpicks, but You know, there's a manufacturing facility out there making toothpicks.
Okay. Here we go. Are all you right. Okay.
Here we go.
The toothpick production can be a profitable business.
Okay.
The toothpick industry is expected to grow significantly between 23 and 30. In 2020, the toothpick market was valued at around $200 million. As of February 23. Hold up. As of February 23, so okay. A year ago.
All right.
The toothpick industry is valued at $2.2 billion.
For toothpicks.
For toothpicks.
So it is lucrative.
Toothpicks are used more frequently than dental floss to make toothpicks, birch logs, or spiral cut into thin sheets, then cut, chopped, milled, bleached. So there you go.
So it is a profitable business.
I guess so. There's a huge market for toothpicks. Toothpick production is one of the most commonly overlooked but very profitable businesses that anyone can venture into.
See?
Starting a toothpick company is no doubt a decision you should consider if you're looking for a business.
Are you not kidding me?
That's what it says.
So I've stumbled into this for you and I.
Yes. Toothpick production. Toothpick manufacturers. There you go. D&M Toothpicks.
Now, how competitive is it? Because, you know, you go to the store, and I'm not sure what the main brands are of toothpicks, but you come in round toothpicks or flat. You'd have to make, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could make both kinds, I suppose. You know, you've got your crew in there. All right, Frank, switch over to flats.
Yep.
I don't, you know, it just doesn't seem like it'd be that lucrative. Okay.
The largest,
they don't sell for that much.
The largest, the state that produces the most toothpicks is the state of Maine.
Okay.
Top producer U.S. Over 90% of our toothpicks come from Maine. So we can horn in on that. Make Indiana.
We could get in business with Cole Hardwood. Okay. We could just expand.
Yeah. Imagine having
exotic. We could have a little shed right
there. Imagine having like boutique toothpicks. Or it's like, these are our zebra wood toothpicks. This is our African mahogany.
People would probably buy them.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You could charge a premium for those. Premium.
We could have a rambled shack there at Cole Hardwood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind us being
I'm
there.
Sure they wouldn't. They wouldn't care.
We get the remnants. And we make toothpicks.
That'd be part of our daily. That'd be part of our weekly meetings. Sir, may we have some scraps, sir?
I would never dream that because they don't sell for that much. I'm sure a thing of toothpicks is probably just over a buck anymore.
Yeah.
Because they used to be like in the less than a buck. But we always had them because my dad was always using toothpicks.
Yeah, but
then
think
you've
about
got guys that always have them in their mouth in the movies.
Oh, yeah. How many toothpicks could you get out of a birch log, though? I mean, think about it. I mean, you buy a birch log, what's that going to cost you? What's a birch log cost?
You got to get your money back.
Okay? Oh, you would. Hard. I mean, absolutely.
Right. But I don't know. See, that's we've got to learn more about the business before we jump in this with both feet, Matt. We've got to have a toothpick maker, a design.
Okay, so.
And somebody will probably run with this program.
I'm sure, and then we'll be, yeah. They'll be living on Biddle's Island without us.
Toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
So I didn't think it'd be that lucrative.
Is birch wood expensive? Birch wood is one of the least expensive woods on the market.
This sounded better.
Yeah. Birchwood is very easy hardwood to stain and finish. It's often used as a substitute for maple because it has a similar grain pattern. So there you go.
Okay. Now, they are pointy. Okay, the round ones.
Yeah.
Very pointy. Now, the flat ones have the point on one end and the flat on the other, don't they? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
But so we could have to a bring lawsuit in, from
you,
being
poked? You have to bring in a toothpick designer. You know, you have to have someone on staff to...
We'd be wiped out by a lawsuit by someone poking themselves.
Probably. Probably.
I mean, he's too sharp. My gums are bleeding.
See? Then we'd be in court all the time.
Yep. Then we would be in dire straits.
or it's splintering off.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't. But I thought of that one day because we were talking about, he went someplace where they were needing drills.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a wood facility of some sort.
Yeah.
And then I got into that because, you know, I had a few.
Yeah. You know, I had the same thought one day. We were going somewhere, and it just hit me. We're at the grocery store or something, and I was like, someone made all these grocery carts. You know what I mean? Like, someone has a factory somewhere, and they're making grocery carts. And they're very wealthy making grocery carts. You know, you never think about that.
You got to have a way to move them.
And then, you know, there's another company that they make the plastic things that, you know, where your kid sits. You know?
Yeah.
Someone has a plastic press machine somewhere making a lot of money making those little plastic doodads.
See? I mean, if you think about it, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
The money you could have made.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the toothpick thing, that's crazy. I never would have thought
there'd be any money in toothpicks.
It'd be a $2 billion business.
So it's 6:33. We'll take a break. And we'll.
By the way, someone sent a picture. You can get a pack of.
Okay, here it
100
is. 100 of
for them. $1.25 at the dollar store.
There you go. Okay. Now, how does that seem like?
But how many thousands can you make out of a birch log? Is my question.
Yeah.
So out of every birch log, I mean, for 100, if you're selling them at, you know, whatever. Come on, man. That's a lot of money.
Is it?
Yeah.
You got to have a box to put them in. Okay. I mean. Your shipping. Oh, the shipping cost, Matt. Look at fuel. Our matches are going down the drain because we can't afford to move them.
Mm. Got a warehouse full. Got a warehouse full of toothpicks. No one wants them.
It is 6:30. Plus, we could create the market because I also talked to somebody the other day. Oh, the subjects you bring up, having a drink.
Sure.
Okay. Back in the day when we made our own homemade cinnamon toothpicks.
Mm.
So we could start distributing them at the schools to encourage children to make their own cinnamon toothpicks.
Okay. I forgot they had flavors in them.
Yeah. See, there's another part of it.
I'm sure it's super healthy. I'm sure it's not bad for us at all.
Well... we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more tidbits.
This is Tidbits.
So during the break, we had time to further discuss our toothpick venture. And Matt has come up with even more information.
So I found out that that toothpick production varies on the tree, how tall it is, how heavy, all that stuff. But typically, a cord of wood.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I didn't look up how much a cord of wood is. But a cord of wood will produce, what I'd say, is 7.5 million toothpicks.
Yeah.
7.5 million toothpicks.
And then I just threw out figures.
Yeah.
Let's pretend I said.
Right.
That your profit then on that box of toothpicks is 50 cents on a buck and a quarter. Okay? That would be pretty lucrative.
It
at 100
be.
Picks yeah. per box.
Yeah.
So, indeed, it could be a lucrative trade. But you got to have a smart guy like me, you know, in the front office out there hawking toothpicks. Okay? You've got to gain your market.
That's true. That is true.
And I would, you know, hit schools for cinnamon toothpick making, okay? Little courses on it, all right?
Now, by the way, a normal range for a cord of wood is, depending on where you're at, of course, what kind of wood it is, 150 to 500 bucks.
Okay.
That's how much you're...
So it's sounding even better.
Oh, this is incredibly, enticing.
And then you also get into craft projects with students.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Involving toothpicks.
And also you get into team building exercises where you have to build, you know, marshmallow and toothpick structures. If you've ever done that before, you know what I'm talking about.
You've got, you know, because you'd have to have a, you know, a quick talker out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hawking toothpicks.
Yep.
So somebody will probably actually of our tens of listeners.
Of our tens of listeners. Probably the Australian ones.
And they'll probably get into the business and thank us. Perhaps then they could send us to the next Super Bowl.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe.
So it's incredible if you think about it how much you could truly win.
Right.
Or not win,
but yeah.
You know, get. And that all started off a story involving matchsticks. Another bit. See, you could also make those.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have to have a sulfur division, okay, because you got to tip them if you're making matchsticks.
Hold on here. This is another thing we have to factor in.
All right.
Okay. Because you got some startup costs here.
Okay. You know, we could go to Easy Pond and get our material.
That's true. That is true.
Will you take 10 for this?
So automatic toothpick making machine.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Is $2,000 to $9,800, depending on how many bells and whistles we get.
We'd have to get the best. Okay.
So you're all in at around $10,000.
Okay.
To make this happen.
And then we could do it from home. Okay.
You can do it from home, yeah.
We just do a few hour shifts and, keep our equipment running smoothly.
It sounds like you just spend like maybe a day a week making toothpicks. You box them up, ship them out, sell them, wait for your bank account to grow.
Of course, you got to count them. Okay. One, two. You got to make sure there's 100.
There has to be an automated way to do that, right?
I would think.
Hmm.
I mean, look at the way they make candy.
Or do we bring in an intern? We'll bring in an intern.
Kid, you want to learn how to make money? Because you'd have to keep them clean.
Now, this is advanced manufacturing, see? Get an inside look at how all this stuff is made.
Oh, my.
There you go.
So we've learned so much now.
Now, see, what will happen is we'll do this in our backyard. We'll get in trouble for running an industry in a residential neighborhood.
Sawdust all over. And we could sell that for barf dust.
Yeah.
We could expand into the barf dust industry.
Oh, crap. I forgot about someone just texted us. Oh. Remember, if it goes into your mouth, the FDA probably has some control and regulation. Resulting in more costs. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Let me double check that. Hold on. Does the FDA...
The creation of a business on air.
Oversee. Toothpicks. Here we go.
Oh, the money I'll make retired.
Does the FDA oversee toothpicks?
They can't splinter. There has to be specifics involved in toothpicks. You want them as safe as possible, man.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe?
We'd have to dig deeper.
They do if you have things like, I didn't even know you could have these, but there's nicotine-coated toothpicks.
See? It's expanding.
I didn't know that.
And you can get more for those. Look how much you pay for patches. We could triple the cost of toothpicks for nicotine.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
It's an endless market, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
So we've got nicotine. We've got, we'd have 3 coffee cans. Nicotine, cinnamon.
Nicotine, cinnamon, peppermint.
Yeah.
Cherry.
And then of course, they're coffee cans. So you just dunk them in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So... We'd be the most lucrative business.
Oh, no doubt.
And we'll form right here.
Oh, it says we could donate our first box to Lady B. Absolutely.
You know, because look at the toothpicks available, like at the restaurant there. And who individually wraps those in them little wrappers? So you've got that cost.
Well, that's another automated process.
Yeah,
that's
my goodness.
Yeah.
Guess we could put ours in.
I think the niche market, okay, honestly, is exotic wood toothpicks.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
Now, you could charge a premium for, mahogany, for you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I think there's a niche market there.
Not only could we see my thought was joining up with Cole Hardwood.
Sure.
Seemed like a natural.
Right.
Titan Bat Company.
Oh, yeah.
See, we could be involved with them.
Yeah.
D&M Toothpicks could be a part of Titan Bats. Okay.
That's true. We could.
We could be just anywhere.
We could be
teaming up with some of the best industries already existing.
That's true. That is true.
Man, look at us. We'll hire right here from Logan Sport. Well, we won't hire yet, but we'll get interns from here. We won't pay you.
We'll have the best unpaid interns.
We'll support the economy.
You'll get front row seat to industry.
But just that one, this topic has grown from a guy sticking matchsticks up his nostrils.
Yeah.
Into my thoughts, half drunk in a bar talking toothpicks. Okay.
I never in a million years, like that first number where it said $200 million, yeah. That's okay. That seems okay, like a.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a legit, right. That's about what the toothpick industry would be.
Yeah.
But 2.2 billion?
Yeah.
Billion? Come on.
We could support this economy quite well.
Man.
We dominate the toothpick market.
Oh, yeah. Someone just texted said you could ship them out down the river. Absolutely. We could bring...
Conditions are right, Matt. Let's get them ready. We got load going to Lafayette.
Absolutely. Bring back the old barges. The old canals.
We would create history.
We would bring it back, baby.
Yeah. So we could have, see, if you think about it, Matt, we could have our own rail cars devoted strictly to toothpicks.
Yes.
You know, imagine how many toothpicks you could get in one boxcar.
Yeah, I know. I know. That would be like our entire year production in one boxcar.
So,
see, I would picture more of it, just throw them in the back of a van. Ship them out.
We'd be like the Luden brothers of cough drops and toothpicks. Okay, we'd have our picture on the box.
Yeah.
Because you've got, you know, the Luden brothers, Hills brothers, mm-hmm. Coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and
D&M toothpicks. It would be old timey, you know, pictures of us with our top hats, beards.
And well after we're gone, we'd be remembered like,
oh yeah,
you know.
It'd be our legacy. Not radio, it'd be toothpicks.
I think we need to pursue this. So anyway,
right.
The things that come out of my mind.
I know.
You know, it's just, and we've devoted one half hour to this discussion, okay? Based on the possibilities.
Just, I know.
And that's it. That's all the story time we got.
Just make sure they don't get termites. Well, that is true.
Oh, we have to... man. We've got an invasion. Oh, we've been wiped out this year.
And what's that? What's that? It's the, because you're not allowed to move firewood. So what's the ash borer, whatever?
Yes, yes. Yeah. We'd always be infested by them.
Yeah.
That
would ruin us.
Terrible years. They'd tell our history.
Yes.
Oh, the boys witnessed the worst termite disaster in the history of toothpicks.
That's when they shifted their manufacturing to barf dust. And that's what carried them through the termite invasion of 28.
Because barf dust was brought up earlier this week.
That's right.
You still have the manufacture of that. You got to dry up barf in schools.
True.
We'd already be in schools anyway selling toothpicks.
That's right.
Okay,
we would.
So.
Of course, with our luck, we'd mix up the nicotine and cinnamon. And we'd get a lawsuit for giving nicotine toothpicks to a class of fifth graders.
Another failed business.
Little Johnny's over there retching in the corner.
All right. right. Well, Matt, do you have any big weekend doings?
No, not really. How about you?
No.
All right.
I, of course, work tomorrow.
Yep.
And
we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Yes. And you'll be all alone Monday.
I will.
And I'll be, you know, yeah, I get up early Monday. I still get up. And I just sit there and I, you know, I don't really do anything but think, what's poor Matt doing?
Matt's just in the dark.
Well, I'm watching, you know, Tom and Jerry cartoons.
There you go.
Okay, so I'll see you
at least
Tuesday.
You're spending your time wisely.
Okay.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.